the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I love records. I think that it's the greatest choice the world has ever known. Thank you. Thank you.
Phil Gray here with another hour of great 60s underground garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. And we've got episode 450 underway with a band called The Red Squares. A track called You Can Be My Baby. It's actually off a Swedish 45 from 1967. However, The Red Squares, an English band, started in Boston June 1964. A band member left to join his girlfriend in Denmark, saw a huge market for a band like The Red Squares, rang them up and said, come to Denmark, got jobs for you. They went over there in January 66 and within 6 months were the biggest name in Denmark and making great headroads in Sweden as well. Then just as The Red Squares were making their first record and about to embark on a massive tour of Sweden, a band member was thrown out of Denmark for having no work permit. That's a problem. Anyway, cool track, You Can Be My Baby, from The Red Squares.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, let's talk a little bit about frat rock. I would define it as music very much influenced by songs such as Lue Lue, covered by bands, fairly rudimentary at times, very strong instrumental focus too, named of course for bands that played at fraternity parties. So here is an example of what I would call frat rock. The band is called The Elite, 7-inch vinyl 45 from 1966, the A-side One Potato, the B-side Two Potato, and we're going to have them both. So The Elite, with One Potato, getting us underway. We'll be right back.
I think it's quite clearly obvious. It's utterly disgusting.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
It's an entirely vegetative set there. We had two tracks from The Elite, One Potato, the A-side, Two Potato, the B-side, debut from this band out of Fort Worth, Texas. Then continuing on that theme, a band called The Crossfires from 1964 on Lucky Token Records. The flip side to a cover of That'll Be the Day, a track called One Potato, Two Potato, Three Potato, Four Potato from The Crossfires, who went on to become The Turtles.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, here's a band called The Minimum Daily Requirements. Now, I believe there is also a band called The Minimum Daily Requirement, who did a track called Free the People. This band, The Minimum Daily Requirements, with an S, on Tower Records, October 67, they came from Wontore, Long Island. This is called I'm Grounded.
So high. Well, I used to feel as high as the birds up in the sky. Yeah, but since you put me down, well, you know just how it sounded. Well, I'm grounded, yeah, grounded, grounded. You don't care. Now the times have changed and you have gone your way. together. I promised you all world things. But when I turned my back on you, you went and clipped my wings. And you know a bird can't fly. No, and he has no wings. And now you got all those guys buying you all those things. But I'm grounded, yeah, grounded. You know I'm grounded, you don't care. And I'm just gonna sit around. I'm gonna watch them all hit the ground. Cause you grounded me once before, but it ain't happening no more. Said I'm grounded, yeah, grounded, grounded, you don't care. And I'm just gonna sit around. I'm gonna watch them all.
Here's more cool 60s garage punk on Retrospect.
New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
Well, I'm going back to the scene of the crime. Place where we laughed and we used to spend the time.
Scene of the crime.
Well, I'm going back to the scene of the crime.
Scene of the crime.
That hideaway place was just yours and mine.
Scene of the crime.
Well, I know a place young lovers dream of. A secret little place where we laughed and love was the scene. All the crime. I'm gonna find the place where we used to
park.
Scene of the crime.
Down by the river where it's all so dark.
Scene of the crime.
I'm gonna think of all those nights of peace.
Scene of the crime.
Away from the crowd where we used to share a kiss.
Scene of the crime.
And you like to be uptight where the action is, then hop on for the Enduro Run. Mondo Mod, the picture that took a trip and never came back. Screw it on and jam it with the Outlaws.
Though it really hurts me, I want you to know that I can go on. Thank you.
Well, a set of four there, three out of the States, and a Swiss track snuck in there too. So first up, minimum daily requirements with I'm Grounded. Then out of Switzerland, a band called The Dynamites. The track called Don't Leave Me Behind. That's a B-side from a Columbia Records 45 from 1966 and taken from Pebbles Volume 27, The Continent Lashes Back, The Dynamites. Then we had from Pebbles Volume 9, a band called The Sounds Unreal, sole release from this band out of 1967 on Iris Records, The Sounds Unreal with the scene of the crime, and then The Riots from June 66. No label on this one, so I'm guessing some sort of acetate recording from The Riots, a track called I Can Go On.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Well, here's a track that I'm a little bit confused about, partly because everything I find about it is in French. There's a photo of this guy up on our Facebook and Instagram. The track is called, I believe, Bofnenu Fashampar. But Aku is also part of the title. But Aku, I think, the name of a film. So I think it's from a French film. The track, you'll recognise the tune. It's by a guy called Graham Allwright. Now, he was born here in New Zealand, in Wellington. Grew up in a place called Hawera. He heard jazz and American folk songs because of broadcasts for the US troops stationed at Paikakariki and Titahi Bay in Wellington. At the age of 15, he won a scholarship to attend the Old Vic Theatre School in London. He wound up in France, started being recorded in 1965 with an initial EP. He covered things such as Woody Guthrie tracks and pretty well known for covering Dylan's Who Killed Davy Moore. 1965, recorded this song from a Georges Lautner film. The title of the film, I think Aku, refers to a club perhaps called Aku Aku in Valbonne. Anyway, confusing story. But this is Graham Allwright, out of France.
We don't want that.
Ko sunce, što si ja rodan, nie se žuť, što nožu sja. Tako mi, draga, znaj, izgledaš ti, dok se smiješkom promatraš svijet. Ko jutra, što dolaze zorom, rosa, što na svijetu sja. Tako mi, draga, znaj, izgledaš ti, dok sa smiješkom promatraš svijet. Ne mijenjaj nikada svoj osmijeh vlad, čuvaj ga, on je sve što mi pružaš sad. Ko jutra, što dolaze zorom, ko rosa, što na cvijetu sja. Tako mi, draga, znaj, izgledaš ti, dok sa smiješkom promatraš svijet. Ne mijenjaj nikada svoj osmijeh vlad, čuvaj ga, on je sve što mi pružaš sad. Ko jutra, što dolaze zorom, rosa, što na cvijetu sja. Tako mi, draga, znaj, izgledaš ti, dok sa smiješkom promatraš svijet. Tako mi, draga, znaj, izgledaš ti, dok sa smiješkom promatraš svijet.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's retrospect.
It's 7 in the morning. I've gotta get up. So tight. Well, let's put some music on, it will get me going. Don't know something like talking about my generation. Can't find my toothbrush. Where on earth can it be? The red one is my father's. The blue one is my mother's. The yellow one is my brother's. Mine must have gone with the wind. It's Monday, isn't it? Oh, I have an English exam today. I wish I had Paul McCartney to help me. I feel like playing a record just to annoy the neighbors who are always complaining. What about a good Elvis Presley? Oh, but the only thing he can say is a ba 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 lu ba ba la ba 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 a little water on my face and off I go. Betty buys over, I know. I'm feeling better and almost on my way. Which sweater shall I wear today? What sweater should I wear today? The blue one? The red one? The blue one? The red one?
Three global garage tracks. Graham Allwright, New Zealander, passed away February 2020. The track called Aku Bofnenush Fashon Pa, based on Gloria, another addition to my Gloria covers collection. Then we had Grupa 220, Yugoslav band from Zagreb, founded 1966, a merging of two instrumental rock groups, Ehos and Jutanja Zvijgi, I think. One of the first Yugoslavian rock groups. Their first EP, 1967, featured the track we had, Ozmeje, on Yugaton Records, Grupa 220, out of the former Yugoslavia. Then we had Jacqueline Taieb. Now, she is a Tunisian singer. Arrived in France in 1956 at age of 8, began composing songs at age of 12, discovered by a talent scout. Impact Records released a song called 7 Heures du Matin in 1967. Big French hit. We've had it on Retrospect before, but not many people know the song we had, 7 AM, English language version of that big hit, from Jacqueline Taieb. Picture and information on our Facebook and Instagram.
Phil is a terrific guy, but we get along.
Retrospect. Well, here's something truly unusual. The band is called Zips, Z-I-P-P-S, from the Netherlands, 1966 release called Beat and Poetry. Merged from the Beat Town Skifflers and the Moving Strings, signed to Op Art Records in 1965, developed a more psychedelic sound. Now, there is a record called Be Stoned. It's a subsequent release. Apparently, Zips never actually released an album. So, Be Stoned is a collection of stuff from this band, described as sort of like Holland's reply to the Electric Prunes. Now, on this compilation are two tracks I was particularly interested in. We're going to play the first one. It is called Beat and Poetry Part 1. There's also a part two described as 7-minute epics. So this is Zips with Beat and Poetry Part 1 out of the Netherlands.
Een historische avond in het Dordrechtse Dolhuis, 5 oktober 1966, Beat and Poetry, met de dichters Ben Katerberg en Kees Boender en met de beatgroep De Zips, bestaande uit Philip Elzerman, Peter Nuiten, Theo Verschoor en Johnny Notches Santoro. Pas op voor mensen die jongens met lang haar viezerikken en lanterfanters noemen. Pas op voor mensen die werkkampen willen oprichten voor provo's. Pas op voor mensen die gewelddadig politieoptreding toejuichen. Pas op voor mensen die zeggen dat ze in militaire dienst een man van je maken. Pas op voor mensen die vinden dat de gevestigde orde door dik en dun gehandhaafd moet worden. Houd ze in de gaten, die lui. Het zijn misschien de SS'ers van morgen.
Don, je zou toch niet zeggen dat er iemand begraven wordt? Het lijkt wel een bloemencorso. Stad Stanislau vermoorde de SS 12.000 Joden. Na de executie kreeg de Joodse raad van de stad de rekening gepresenteerd voor de 12.000 kogels. Stembiljet! Katholieke Volkspartij wit. Ja. Partij van de Arbeid wit. Ja. Volkspartij voor Vrijheid en Democratie wit. Ja. Anti-Revolutionaire Partij wit. Ja. Christelijk Historische Unie wit. Ja. Pacifistisch Socialistische Partij wit. Ja. Communistische Partij Nederland wit. Ja. Staatkundig Gereformeerde Partij wit. Ja. Boerenpartij wit. Ja. Gereformeerd Politiek Verbond wit. Provo natuurlijk wit!
een zonnige middag in juni. Een jongen is geslaagd voor zijn ULO-examen. Uitgelaten zwaaiend met zijn diploma steekt hij de straat over, waar hij wordt overreden door een passerende vrachtauto. Postkantoor. Wie zich na de dood van een rente- of pensioengerechtigde nog diens rente of pensioen laat uitbetalen, stelt zich bloot aan strafrechtelijke vervolging. Uit P krijgt een hartaanval. Haar man belt een ziekenauto. 5 minuten later denkt de man dat zijn vrouw dood is. Hij belt daarom een lijkwagen. De ziekenauto komt eerst. De broeders denken dat de vrouw nog in leven is. Ze gaan op topsnelheid naar het ziekenhuis. Op de hoek van de straat wordt de ziekenauto aangereden door de lijkwagen. De bestuurder van de lijkwagen wordt ernstig gewond naar het ziekenhuis vervoerd, waar hij overlijdt. De vrouw sterft enkele minuten daarna in hetzelfde ziekenhuis. In memoriam J. Wegelaar, bouwvakarbeider. Een nieuwe oplossing voor de overbevolking. Goed dat er politie is. Vorige week kregen we een brandbriefkaart van hem, die blijkens het poststempel was verzonden uit Hemelrijk. Op de achterkant had hij met balpen geschreven: voorspoedige reis gehad, alles rustig hier, maar ik mis wel mijn voetbalwedstrijdje. Autocrash. Het was een harde klap, dat staat vast. Wat wil je? Een Volkswagen die midden in de rechterflank wordt getroffen door een Scania Fabis. Even later klonk in de verte de tweetonige hoorn van een politieauto en de drietonige hoorn van een ambulancewagen. Als er doden zijn gevallen, is er misschien weer een huis vrij.
Well, that is an epic track from Dutch band Zips called Beat and Poetry Part 1. Picture and information on our Facebook and Instagram. More Global Garage coming up.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, one of my favourite Japanese group sounds bands, The Golden Cups. This is happening at 3 o'clock a.m.
As the birds rock back, the sound becomes mellow. Now we'll play a lick and slowly rock the foot forward, going from mellow to sharp. By rocking the foot back and forth, we get the crybaby effect. The same applies for chords. The crybaby pedal lets you go from mellow rhythm to sharp lead. Quickly and all without dropping a beat. Now let's listen to the crybaby pedal in action.
Good morning.
o'clock. Someone told me 3 o'clock.
Forget it, buddy. You're loud and good for nothing.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Three more global tracks. We had Japan's Golden Cups happening at 3 o'clock a.m., followed by Q65, Dutch psychedelic group formed 1965, one of the most prominent bands from the Nida Beat scene. The band formed 1965, joined by a drummer from a band called Lead Bellies Limited, a very blues-inspired band, and that influence in that track from Q65, their cover of Spoonful. Then we had cover of Hey Joe by Os Baobabs, formed 1965, Sao Paulo, Brazil, as The Rubber Souls. Their first single, Paint It Black, from The Stones. They also covered Happy Together by The Turtles, Light My Fire by The Doors, and Orange Skies by Love. So The Baobabs, cover of Hey Joe, out of Brazil. That wraps episode 450. Thanks for joining me. Hope you've enjoyed the selection of tracks this week. Remember, all those back episodes available, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you go to get your podcasts. You can check out what's in the shows via Facebook and Instagram. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. Track listings up there with link to the podcast every week as well. Wrapping it this week with the Frankie Echo Quintet. Founded in East Berlin in 1959, one of the pioneers of the beat movement in the German Democratic Republic. Interestingly, this band sounded quite a lot like guitarists such as Duane Eddy. Very twangy sound, but there's a reason for that. They couldn't get the gear they needed in East Germany. Particularly amplifiers. What they had lacked volume and the flexibility to do what Western bands may do. After the Berlin Wall was built, instruments and equipment went for enormous prices. So these guys did things such as creating a three-necked electric guitar from old mandolins, would you believe? Anyway, the Frankie Echo Quintet. This is called Showbeat
from East Germany. That's Retrospect for another week. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.